welcome to another edition of San Luis Valley Voices, a production of slvoices.com, the voice of the San Luis Valley. Without further ado, enjoy the program.
Sponsorship of this program was provided by...
The San Luis Valley is so vast and beautiful, and its people so varied, vibrant, talented, and skilled that it's easy to miss really exciting events and local artisans of every type. Well, you don't ever have to miss an opportunity to enjoy all the events this area has to offer again. SL Voices is your one-stop shop for what's going on in the San Luis Valley, promoting local businesses, events, and organizations. Through posted information, podcast interviews, and more, we want everyone to quickly and easily be able to find out what's happening in and around the valley. And not just major events, but anything in your community that you'd like others to know about. SL Voices is a growing team of experienced voice talent available for commercials, voiceovers, trailers, short books, especially those written by local authors, or other audio recording needs you may have. Contact us today to learn more about how we can help your business, organization, or event stand out. Jennifer Becker, Executive Director of the Monte Vista Emergency Food Bank, stopped by the SL Voices studio to talk about not just the food bank, but Make a Difference Day this Saturday, how the two tie together, and what you can do to help both. Here's Jennifer to tell you more about it. I'm Adam, and we're here with Jennifer Becker, Executive Director of the Monte Vista Emergency Food Bank. And Jennifer, you're going to tell us all about the food bank tonight, aren't you?
I am. Thank you for having me.
We're certainly glad you stopped by the studio to talk to us. Thank you. You know, Jennifer, as you know, one of the reasons SL Voices started in the first place is that we found kind of a lack of information around the valley as to what's going on and what's available. And honestly, I didn't even know that we had an emergency food bank.
We do. We've actually had one since 1984.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Why don't you tell us about it?
So the food bank started on July 11th, 1984 at the St. Stephen's Episcopal Church. They donated the original building for $1 a year lease. And eight churches helped sponsor the food bank with food supplies and monetary donations. Our original founder was Pat Smedley, and she donated years of service. They originally had a building that was only 384 square feet, and we currently work out of a building that's 1,700 square feet.
Nice.
Yes, that was all donated by community members in October of 1998. The Rotary Club gave us our first $1,000 to get it started. The church, again, was awarded a grant in the amount of $19,000, and then the Rotary and Kiwanis helped raise the remaining amount of $65,000. So our new building became a reality all of a sudden, and in March of 2000, we opened up our new building. We're located at 245 Washington, so we're right next to the Episcopal Church.
Okay, so. Good. Yeah, I was going to ask you your location, and how do people get in touch with you?
So we are open, we're only open 2 days a week. We're open Tuesdays and Fridays, 2 to 4.
Okay.
So it's typically about the only time that I'm there unless I'm there doing reports, which you don't want to see me do those because they're stressful.
I understand that.
So yes, we're there Tuesdays and Fridays, 2 to 4. Mm-hmm. You can come in and get food, obviously, during that time. We also take donations during that time. We take food donations, monetary donations.
Any particular needs that you have at this time?
We do. So we have our regular food giveaways during the weeks mm-hmm. and months that we give away the same stuff. It includes canned tomatoes, tomato sauce, canned tuna fish, peanut butter, macaroni and cheese, ramen noodles, soup, 1 pound bags of rice, canned vegetables, canned fruit, oatmeal, and cereal.
It's really basic staple items.
Pretty basic staple items. Mm-hmm. We also give away little bags of bulk oatmeal. Wilbur Ellis donates bulk beans to us, so we give out beans as well.
Wonderful.
So, yes, dry beans. So those are our basic needs that we give away on a daily basis. We also do give away hygiene as it's requested. It's only on request. That is something that we don't purchase. We strictly give that out if we have it on hand.
Okay.
We're a food bank, so we try to stick to buying just the staples.
Are there any limitations on the food bank?
There are. So we definitely stress to our new clients that we're not to be your main food source. We are meant to be just an emergency food source.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have to limit that. We do limit it to 6 visits per year. That does include your Thanksgiving and your Christmas mm-hmm. visits. We do something special for Thanksgiving and Christmas. We give away turkeys and those kind of things.
Oh, nice.
And we definitely have to limit the amount of visits because of running strictly off of donations. We don't have, unfortunately, an unlimited supply of money or food. I've often wished that we had a food tree out back that we could just pull cans of food off, but we don't. So, yes, we do limit you to 6 visits per year, including Thanksgiving and Christmas.
If someone wanted to help out, volunteer?
You can definitely volunteer. You can catch me on Tuesdays or Fridays and come in, and we'll set you up on the schedule. Of course, like I said, food and monetary donations are always welcome. We run strictly on donations. Mm-hmm. As of right now, the food bank does not run on any kind of government grants or programs. So we really, really depend on the community, businesses, organizations, churches, clubs is who donates money to us. So keeps us going.
This is absolutely a local thing then.
Absolutely a local thing. So.
Okay. And you wanted to talk about Make a Difference Day?
Yes, Make a Difference Day. So just a little background on Make a Difference Day. This is actually my first year. I just came on as the executive director in July. So I'm still a newbie. I'm still getting my feet wet. I'm still learning some things. So I did a little research on Make a Difference Day. It's kind of an interesting program. It's a day that emphasizes on community service and volunteerism. It's celebrated on the fourth Saturday of October every year. Every year, millions of people across the United States volunteer, perform projects for their community, for individuals in need, and charitable organizations, such as the food bank. The holiday was actually founded in 1992 when USA Weekend, which was the second largest national newspaper at the time, suggested to its readers that since 1992 is a leap year, I didn't know that, people should take the extra day and use it to do something good for their communities and for those in need. And the idea caught on like wildfire, and it's been going on ever since. USA Weekend, along with an organization called Points of Light, have been sponsoring the National Make a Difference Day, which is the largest national day of community service, for more than 25 years.
Wow.
Yes. Points of Life organization, I didn't know this, is a national organization that was originally founded by President George H.W. Bush. And he started it to help millions of volunteers change the world.
Nice.
So that's Make a Difference Day in a whole.
Right. I was going to say, what's going on locally?
So locally, our local organizer, her name is Carol Bear, and she's been doing this for a long time. This is the 19th year that her and her family have been doing this.
Well, hats off to her.
Amazing.
That's great.
Yes. Carol and her family decided when they first started this 19 years ago that the food bank was definitely the organization they wanted to benefit. So we were lucky, and they chose us. So Make a Difference Day locally. All of the proceeds and money that's brought in from this event is given directly to the food bank. Our local event is actually happening at the San Luis Valley Regional Landfill, which is on 160 heading towards Del Norte.
Right.
I'm not real sure exactly how far out of town, but most people know where the regional landfill is. It's the only regional landfill we have in the valley. So the landfill is so generous in doing this for us. They are open from 8 to noon this Saturday, the 27th. All donations are, whether it's monetary or food, are given to the food bank. So it's a great time to clean up your yard, clean up your community, and feel good about doing it. You get a clean yard and you get to donate to the food bank.
That is great.
Yes. So some of the things that we like people to keep in mind, and these are big ones. We want non-perishable food items. Obviously, we can't take anything that's fresh because of our storage. We have to make sure that it's not outdated. Anytime we get outdated food, we have to throw it away. So we ask for it to not be outdated. We also ask that it's not commodities food. We've gotten it in the past. We do give it away, but we prefer not to have commodities food. That food is meant to feed the family that's given to. It's another government program. So we prefer not to get commodities food. So I will just kind of go through the cost. And again, this is absolutely no money goes to the landfill. This is all done strictly on donations. A pickup load or a car load will cost you 12 food items. Single axle trailer is also 12 items. A loaded pickup and single axle trailer is 24 items. Double axle trailer is 24 items. A loaded pickup and a double axle trailer is 36 items, and a dump truck will cost you 48 items. They do ask that every load is also covered. That's kind of a standard landfill thing anyway, as they want it to be covered.
Right.
You can also donate tires, and I was just amazed at the money that you would save dumping tires. People don't realize how much it really does cost to dump tires. I believe I saw somewhere that the passenger size tire is like $5 a piece. This year they're doing a food donation plus an additional fee. So it'll cost you a food donation plus a dollar for each passenger size. Semi-truck size is $5.25 plus food donation. Tractor size is $10.50 plus food donation. Like I said, those prices are half what it would normally cost you.
It is. Is there some contact information for the Make a Difference Day?
So if you want information about the actual Make a Difference Day and some of the other community projects that you can get involved in, as far as that, you can get a hold of Carol Bear. She is, like I said, the local organizer. Phone number is 719 580-4307. That will get you in touch with Carol. If you have any questions as far as what you can and cannot dump on Saturday, you need to contact the landfill directly because all rules will still be implied and enforced.
Sure.
There are certain things they won't take. I don't know what those are because I don't work the landfill. The landfill's number is 852-3810. And if you want to get a hold of me, you can call me at the food bank Tuesdays and Fridays, 2 to 4, 852-4851 is our phone number at the food bank.
Okay. Jennifer, anything else you'd like to say?
I need to, first of all, thank my volunteers that come in. They volunteer countless hours to different food drives. We have a big food drive going on with Bill Metz next week for Halloween. And these volunteers literally keep me going. Mm-hmm. As a director, I have enough stuff that I can't always be hands-on right where I would like to be handing out food.
Sure.
My volunteers allow me to do that. I have, like, the best volunteers, and we'll always take more. My board, of course, is awesome, too. The board meets every other month, but they're the ones that kind of, they're the bones of the communication and the organization that goes on. And, of course, I have to do a huge shout-out to Jim Clare, who runs the regional landfill, and his staff, because, like I said, without them, this Make a Difference Day would not be possible. And I want to thank Three Guys Farms and SL Voices. I keep wanting to say SLV Voices, SL Voices. We did their tournament with them this weekend, and we were lucky enough. I felt like a real winner because I won the spot. And so I want to thank you guys for allowing me to do this. It means so much. This is a great program, and we reach so many people. You know, last year alone,
do you have any stats?
I do have some stats. I'm a stats person. So far this year, we have fed 985 kids, 1,025 adults, 186 seniors, 43 vets. That's a total of 671 households, and this number will knock your socks off, 2,196 people so far. That's the end of September that we've helped. This program is amazing and so needed. I never realized until I got really involved with the food bank how much hunger really reaches anybody and everybody.
It does.
You would never know it. The person that lives next door to you that maybe looks like they have a nice house and a car, they could be a direct result of hunger. And it really touches my soul. My husband grew up in a home that didn't have hardly any money, and hunger was a definite struggle for him when he was a child. I was fortunate. I didn't have that problem. But my parents always made me aware of those things. My parents always kept me very grounded and humbled. My dad, Lyle Dye, is the reason that I do what I do because he started on the board several years ago and kind of pushed me into this and made me realize that this is a really, really important need for the Valley and for Monta Vista. We serve Rio Grande County is who we serve.
Okay.
We try to stick to that. Each city, I know Del Norte has their own, Alamosa has their own, and so we try to just service our own area, obviously, or we would run out of food really quickly. Sure. So, but we do run under the food bank in Alamosa, which is kind of nice. So.
Okay. And that contact information again, please.
So for Carol Baer, the organizer of Make a Difference, 719-580-4307. Information on the landfill, if you want to donate or dump some trash on Saturday, is 852-3810. And my phone number at the food bank is 852-4851.
Well, Jennifer, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's the Monta Vista Emergency Food Bank, located at 245 Washington Street here in town. They're open Tuesday and Friday from 2 until 4 p.m. The big thing right now and how you can help the food bank this weekend is to participate in Make a Difference Day. This Saturday from 8 a.m. until noon, your admission to the SLV Regional Landfill are cans of non-perishable food items. Clean up your yard or area, take it to the landfill, and help a very worthy cause at the same time. All contributions collected during this time will be donated to the Monta Vista Food Bank. If you can't participate this Saturday, you can always donate food items, a financial gift, or even volunteer to help. Give Jennifer a call when the food bank is open at 719-852-4851.
Sponsorship for the podcast you just heard was provided by
the San Luis Valley is so vast and beautiful, and its people so varied,
vibrant, talented, and skilled that it's easy to miss really exciting events and local artisans of every type. Well, you don't ever have to miss an opportunity to enjoy all the events this area has to offer again. SL Voices is your one-stop shop for what's going on in the San Luis Valley, promoting local businesses, events, and organizations. Through posted information, podcast interviews, and more, we want everyone to quickly and easily be able to find out what's happening in and around the valley. And not just major events, but anything in your community that you'd like others to know about. SL Voices is a growing team of experienced voice talent available for commercials, voiceovers, trailers, short books, especially those written by local authors, or other audio recording needs you may have. Contact us today to learn more about how we can help your business, organization, or event stand out. We appreciate you telling your friends to listen to the podcast on slvoices.com and check out our extensive calendar of events, more listings in one location than any other website around. You can help spread the word, too, by liking us on Facebook and joining our page. Also, check out our Instagram page for behind-the-scenes looks at what we do. And please patronize our local sponsors. Remember to support the businesses here in the Valley. Most are owned and operated by your family, friends, and neighbors. We all love this area, want to see it flourish, and you can help by buying and supporting locally in your own and surrounding communities. Check back for another local podcast soon. Until then, this has been San Luis Valley Voices, a production of slvoices.com, the voice of the San Luis Valley.